we are at now and the creation of music and working with other people remotely.
Well, it looks to me like you guys are going to get a lot of good bonding time in a tour bus here at the beginning of the year, perhaps. I see that you're going to be in Salt Lake for the 30th and 31st at the Commonwealth Room. That's going to be fun. Big New Year's.
It's going to be really fun.
If anyone's looking for somewhere to go for New Year's and see some great bluegrass, Salt Lake is not that far from us. So that's not out of the realm of possibilities, ladies and gentlemen. But if you want to see the Kitchen Dwellers right here in Colorado, you only have to wait until January 13th, and they're going to be at the Mission Ballroom. Have you played there yet?
Never played there, also never been, and I've heard the best, and it sounds real. I mean, just one of the best places to play. So we really cannot wait for that.
We really scored with that new venue. It is fantastic. I really love it. I saw Bob Weir and the Wolf Brothers and the Wolf Pack, which is the symphony musicians, play there recently. And yeah, the sound is fantastic. So that's on January 13th. And then you're going to head down to Buena Vista to the Ivy Ballroom at the Surf Hotel, another really fun venue. If you haven't played there yet, you're going to enjoy that. I believe Wally Ingram's involved. His sister might own it or something. But I saw him there when I was there. And then Crested Butte. I lived there for 10 years and managed the radio station. And that public house is also a fantastic room. Great sound. You're going to enjoy it. So, and then you're going to hit Idaho at Victor, Idaho, two nights at the Knotty Pine. Wow, you're a busy, busy band in January. Looks like you're on the road for just about all of it, huh? And then back home to Bozeman and Whitefish. Yeah. So how long has the band been playing together?
We have been a band, I think, since 2011, which would make it roughly 12 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we hit our decade-long tenure just a couple of years ago. And I joined the band in 2014.
That was my next question. Are you all original members?
Yeah, so I've been with the band for 9 of 12 years, and then the other 3 are original. So I still feel like the new guy, but I've been with the band for almost 10 years.
You know, that's like in Colorado, people ask you if you're a local, you know, and if you haven't been here 50 years or so, you just say no. How do you describe your music when people ask what kind of music you play?
I see it get described as a lot of different ways.
Yeah, me too. So let the audience, how do you guys like to describe it?
Yeah, I would say, I think it's a mix of, we have so many different influences that I think it's kind of a mix of folk and rock and roll and bluegrass. And we pull certain elements of all of those genres. We started out doing a lot of bluegrass, and there are a lot of elements of bluegrass that that kind of come through our music, and we still cover a lot of bluegrass songs. And then with the folk kind of genre, we steal a lot of the storytelling and the tales and the wonderment of folk songs. And then with the rock and roll, we take a lot from that. We kind of heavier singing and playing, and you know, there's a lot of screaming going on, and then we take some of the psychedelia from some of our favorite rock and roll bands. We really kind of pull from everything. I know something that people talk about is the cover choices, because they're really all over the board. I think when we were down in Strings and Soul, we covered some Radiohead, we played some Jimmy Buffett, you know, Pink Floyd, and all of that feeds its way into our originals too. So it's really a healthy mix of everything.
And that right there tells you folks that you got to get out to those live shows, because that's where you hear that kind of stuff that you're not going to hear on the studio albums, which are also fantastic, by the way. Who writes the songs in the band? Do you share, or are there a couple of you who write more than others?
Everybody in the band writes, and it's been interesting because we've kind of found out that everybody has different styles of writing and ways of writing and ways of even just coming up with the melodies and the lyrics in their head. Some people are more prone to the lyrics. Sean is a very good lyricist, and he writes just these really, really kind of picturesque lyrics, and they're beautiful words. And then, you know, some people, which would probably be Joe and myself, which think a little bit more along the lines musically. You know, we're not the most lyrically inclined, so it's really fun. When we bring music together, the whatever starts out, it changes quite a bit to its final song. Everyone's imprint gets put on it. A lot of times, Swain might come with a slower ballady song, but then it gets put in the hands of the band, and Torin will put on a little punk rock spin to it, and then it just is its own thing. So yeah, everybody comes with songs, and it's a very democratic process, and you know, we're very open to hearing what everyone else has to say, and the things that their own thumbprint that they can put on it. That's kind of the goal when it comes to writing songs.
Well, that's fantastic. It's always great when you've got a good group that writes well together. So Winter Wondergrass, have you played it before?
We have many times. It's one of our all-time favorite festivals. We played every location except for the first year or two that it was in Avon. But we've been to Steamboat a handful of times. We've done Tahoe a couple times, and then we did a couple of the small ones out east in Vermont. So yeah, we did River Wondergrass.
Aha! I was just going to ask you about that one.
Oh man, I mean, you can't forget that one, because it's such a cool addition to everything that Wondergrass does. And we've had a blast at every single one. And Steamboat, Colorado in general, is so near and dear to our heart. That was one of the first places we toured as a band. So,
well, they have on the Winter Wondergrass homepage, they have a picture of you guys playing on the river, which is very cool. So for you folks who aren't familiar, Winter Wondergrass is not only a 3-day bluegrass music festival in Steamboat, they also hold one in at Lake Tahoe. End of March, and then they do one in Baja in April. And then the River Wondergrass, you can sign up to do a river trip, and they serenade you along the way. And pretty cool. All of this is you can find on winterwondergrass.com. They're already taking reservations for River Wondergrass. So if that appeals to you, hop on it now. And they do the river expeditions through Dinosaur National Monument area. So which day are you guys playing up in Steamboat?
In Steamboat, we are playing Friday. So we have afternoon. I think is that the third?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking on here. Sorry. Yes. And it's so you guys are playing, and then Green Sky Bluegrass, the Infamous String Dusters, Leftover Salmon. It's like you're reading my playlist. These are the bands I play. The Little Smokies, Trout Steak Revival, Kyle Tuttle, Lindsay Lou, Big Richard, 10th Mountain Division. It's a heck of a lineup, huh? And so do you guys all mix it up and play with each other and have some jams and...
Oh yeah, all these bands know each other, and there's always a ton of collaborating. So you can definitely guarantee that there will be a lot of playing with each other. And yeah, that's one of the fun things about Wondergrass, is that there's always really unique things that happen that can only happen at an event like that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out and telling us about the Kitchen Dwellers and about this fantastic event that's coming up March 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I think it's so. 3rd, 4th, and 5th. WinterWondergrass.com. The lineup and tickets are available now, and you can see some great pictures of Max here. He's on the guitar on the river playing. So, yeah, thanks so much. We're really looking forward to Winter Wondergrass. It's, you know, we get a lot of ski time. It's always nice to mix that in with some live music, too. And all friends from all over the country traveling in for such a great festival. Scott Stoughton knows how to put on a party.
He sure does.
He's an old friend of mine. So you tell him I said hey, and we'll let you get back to it.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure talking with you.
It was a pleasure talking with you, too. You take care now.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, let's hear one more from the Kitchen Dweller, shall we, since we've been chatting it up so much.
Smokestack with no looking back. Regretful path I've left behind. The only seat left in the whole damn county was a stool to forget the time. Now I lay it on the line. I'm a howling wind, I'm a jumping jack. I packed my bag and hit the road. Never again will I fall so easy with some steam down in. Stop these wheels from rolling. hard to make her reappear again. She just hasn't been found by him or anyone around, and his heart's been burning blue.
Where's the love to ever after? make your nest in the pear tree, soon to meet its end. Rotten fruit around my ankles is sweet in the rain. Swarm around and slowly cover up the sun.
All right, that was Banshee Tree. They are a Boise, Idaho band. That's off their self-titled CD, and that was called Spare Me. And before then, we heard the Greenhouse Band doing Burning Blue, title track of an EP that they put out recently. If you liked what you just heard, you're going to like this. Banshee Tree will be performing at the Fox Theater on Friday, December 30th, and the Greenhouse Band is going to open for them. That's right. Colorado Band. Oh, I'm sorry. The Banshee Tree is in Colorado. They blend early influences of traditional swing music with modern dance, rock, pop, and indie soul. And the Greenhouse Band is electric soul and Americana, all which you just heard. And if you really liked it, maybe you want to go to the Fox on Friday, December 30th. This is a 9 o'clock all-ages show. Doors open at 8:30. I've got a pair of tickets. I would love to send you and a friend. You'd be on the guest list, so get to the venue, go to the box office, say, I'm on the list. I won tickets from KGNU. And if you're someone who hasn't won anything from us in the last 30 days and you don't have plans on December 30th. That's right, it's Friday night. Be the third caller once the music gets started, and I'll hook you and a friend up. It's that easy. So you're going to call 303-442-4242. Be the third caller. Grab a friend and go to the show. Compliments of KGNU. Just one of the ways that we say thank you for supporting your community radio station. And hey, if you're looking for something else to do on Friday, December 30th and Saturday, December 31st, if you're not in the Boulder area, don't want to drive, Slim Cessna's Auto Club is going to be at the High Dive Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st. Doors are at 8, the show's at 9. This one's 21 and over, folks. Slim Cessna's Auto Club is a Denver band that plays alt country, gothabilly, cowpunk, all kinds of music. Find more information about those shows at high-dive.com. We're going to play some Slim Cessna's Auto Club for you right now while you dial 303-442-4242.
First and last time I met her, we was children 7 years by. She held my hand so softly, she was perfectly shy. My family was
6 years in foreign lands, Ken Roper. But I returned on last evening to take her by my hand.
Little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little.
Later in the morning, I met with my girl. She looked at me with crossed eyes, so I sent her from this world. I cracked her with my shovel, she bent my shovel's blade. She still had them crossed eyes as I took her crooked grade.
This is how it's always been. This is how we do things in the country. This is how it's always been. This is how we do things in the country.
Long the next morning, the rains they came down, washed away that crooked grave, washed her straight into town. She nudged Kent's Judge Henry, she looked at him with cock eyes. Judge Henry, he's as thick as the best belt down. Even he knew she passed on by.
Little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little.
Long late that evening, I sought her kinfolk out. I asked to sing at her funeral. They said,
son, we've been proud.
Song it began to bend and break as her box went in the ground. They tied her a brand new hole with walls to up and down.
This is how it's always been. This is how we do things in the country. This is how it's always been. This is how we do things in the country.
This is how it's always been. This is how we do things in the country. This is how Well, your CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long
as the soda cans are red, white, and blue?
Hospital bills, and tattoo removal, and dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right. Doesn't hurt them. Your chaos won't convert them. They're so happy to rebuild it. You'll never really kill it. Yeah, excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking what they're selling. Excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking.
Little cake in there for you with rock and roll lifestyle. That was Slim Cessna's Auto Club doing This Is How We Do Things in the Country. Congratulations to Annie, who's going to be going to see the Banshee Tree and Greenhouse Band show on December 30th. That is a KGNU Presents, which means we've put our seal of approval on it. We think if you like us, you'll like it. Slim Cessna's Auto Club also KGNU Presents, along with that show we've been talking about on Sunday at the Velvet Elk Lounge in Boulder, the Boulder County Jingle Jam. That's going to be fun. And on Saturday morning in the Old Grass New Grass show, you're going to hear the Jingle Jammers live on the air. That's right. One more song and then I am out. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always, folks. And here's one more Little Feat for you. Get you excited about Saturday night's show at the Boulder Theater. It is sold out, unfortunately. You are tuned to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. We have translators in Netherlands, Fort Collins, Denver. We are online at kgnu.org. And if you want to hear the archive of this show or any of our music programs, you can always find those at afterfm.com. You can search by your favorite show or by your favorite DJ. They're all there, so check it out. If you haven't downloaded the KGNU app, I highly recommend it. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got 5 minutes of the BBC World News headlines, and then Carrie Marks with the Afternoon Sound Alternative.
I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. President Vladimir Putin has given a defiant speech, declaring that Western sanctions had failed to crush the Russian economy, while trade with China and other partners was being expanded. In his televised address, the Russian president also promised that pensions and the minimum wage would keep rising. Paul Moss reports.
This was vintage Putin defiance. The West, he said, was trying to push Russia to the periphery of world development. Instead, he promised it would sell its oil and gas elsewhere and generally broaden its international trade. But Mr. Putin did acknowledge what he called objective difficulties. And these are many. Russian manufacturers can no longer import the parts they need. Men have been mobilized to fight, causing labor shortages. It'll take a while, most economists believe, until we know how much of a financial hit Russia is taking as a result of its Ukraine invasion.
Pakistan and the Afghan Taliban have accused each other of starting unprovoked attacks near a border crossing. Pakistani officials say at least one person was killed and several were injured when Taliban guards fired mortar shells into their territory at the Chaman crossing. But a Taliban spokesman said Pakistani soldiers had started the firing. Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo has said neighbouring Burkina Faso has invited in mercenaries from the Russian firm Wagner. He revealed this during a meeting with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and described the development as distressing. It comes as coastal states in West Africa, including Ghana, are growing increasingly concerned about the spread of jihadist violence. Our Africa regional editor Will Ross reports.
President Nana Akufo-Addo said Russian mercenaries were on Ghana's northern border. He said he understood that the Wagner Group had been offered a mine in southern Burkina Faso as a form of payment for services, presumably fighting Islamist militants. In a video of the meeting with the US Secretary of State, Mr. Akufo-Addo described the development as particularly worrying, seeing as Ghana strongly condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He spoke of the dangerous proliferation of coups in West Africa, adding that there were enemies of democracy working hard in the region.
Poland's police chief Jarosław Szymczuk has been admitted to hospital after a gift he received from a senior Ukrainian official exploded at police headquarters in Warsaw. From there, Adam Easton reports.
Poland's police chief received the present from the head of one of the Ukrainian services during a working visit to neighbouring Ukraine earlier this week. After it was opened back at Warsaw's police headquarters, the gift caused an explosion, the Interior Ministry said. Thankfully, the police chief and another member of staff suffered only minor injuries, but Commander Szymczyk remains in hospital under observation. The Interior Ministry has not revealed what kind of gift it was. Unconfirmed media reports say it was a small grenade launcher that was fired accidentally.
BBC News. In Turkey, tens of thousands of people have gathered in Istanbul to protest against the conviction of the city's mayor, a strong rival to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ekrem İmamoğlu was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison on Wednesday for insulting public officials in 2019. He described them as idiots after they annulled his election victory, forcing a rerun, which he won. The European Union has officially made Bosnia and Herzegovina a candidate for membership. It follows a meeting of the European Council in Brussels. Kosovo has also formally submitted an application for EU candidate status. Our Balkans correspondent Guy Delaunay has more details.
In granting Bosnia candidate status, Brussels is reaffirming its often doubted commitment to the Western Balkans, and it's nudging Bosnia's politicians to commit to the reform process which EU membership will require. The move may offer hope to people who've been emigrating in enormous numbers. One recent survey suggested that 1 in 10 Bosnians might leave this year. Kosovo has also formally submitted an application for EU candidate status, but 5 current members don't recognise Kosovo's independence, so it'll be an uphill struggle.
The family of an outspoken critic of the Palestinian Authority have called for the International Criminal Court to investigate his death in custody. It's thought to be the first time such a referral has been made by Palestinians against their leadership. Nizar Banat had accused the authority's president, Mahmoud Abbas, of running a corrupt and authoritarian regime. He was arrested by Palestinian security forces in the West Bank in July last year and died later that day. The German former tennis star Boris Becker has been deported from Britain following his release from prison earlier in the day. Becker had been jailed for hiding over $3 million of assets and loans to avoid paying his debts. That's the latest BBC News.
you're a good little boy, your wish will be granted. Next. And what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Santa, I want to be a real-life sidewalk surfer, and I want a genuine Wyoming Bun Buster skateboard and a bottle of peroxide and 114 Freddy and the Snowmen surfing records and a Fender Electric Twangy surf guitar.
Is that all?
Gee, no, it isn't, Santa. If I'm going to be a real, live, genuine sidewalk surfer, I got to have a torn white sweatshirt and a pair of cut-off blue jeans and some Huarache sandals and a subscription to Surfer Magazine.
Surfer Magazine. Little boy, I hope that's all you want for Christmas.
As a matter of fact, no, Sandy, it isn't. See, if I'm gonna be a real genuine sidewalk surfer, I gotta be one of the boys, and I gotta have a bunch of surfboard decals and 15 copies of Miseru and a surfer dictionary and a big box of Band-Aids.
Band-Aids? Why would you want Band-Aids for Christmas?
Well, Santa, if I'm a sidewalk surfer, I'm gonna be out shooting the curb, and when I fall and bust my buns, I gotta fix myself up.
Oh, Merry Christmas, little boy. Merry Christmas.
I gotta have all those things, Santa. I gotta have all those things, Santa. I gotta be a real sidewalk surfer.